Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, February 16th. We're just rolling through this year, so can't believe it's already halfway through February. But great show lined out for you tonight, hosting along with myself tonight. We'll see if we can get Gary's attention. He's trying to figure out how to use his iPhone that he's had for about 4 years.
Yeah, they updated.
Oh, watch him update.
Yeah. They updated it for us.
The so. Man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing? Okay. Just rolling.
Looks like you either roll out of bed or need a haircut.
I need a haircut. I need a haircut.
That time?
Yes.
You still got the same person over there? Alpha?
No, that's
way off of Tropicana. No, what was it? The place you used to go way across town off like Rainbow or Durango or
Eastern and
Summerlin.
Nope. I'm not.
Different place now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep. That's why I haven't had a haircut. I don't go to him.
I can recommend someone to you. Matt, go to his stylist.
Matt, his hairstylist is an easy job.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Just get a spot. Some soap.
McGuire's.
McGuire's, there you go. Is it they use electric buffer or no?
What's that other one? Mothers.
Mothers. Depends on who's sponsoring it. It's not JB today. I'm not sure.
Hey, he can use some of
why
that.
Why do we, where do the rest of the stuff go?
It got used. It got used.
Well, JB, we need more products. So.
Yes.
JB,
yes,
Mike.
Mike.
Get us a box of stuff, please.
Yeah. We use the engine degreaser.
Also, Matt Esposito, Freak 33.
Here, present.
Present. Here in spirit.
Oh, man.
And in body.
If they're not having a day off for 3 weeks, I slept all day.
Oh, yeah.
You slept all day, even with 3 weeks off.
No, you sleepwalk.
You know what? It's probably better that I sleepwalk. I won't say nothing about my workers at work.
No, they're wonderful. They are awesome. All eight of them. They are great.
I, you know, we couldn't get nothing done with them, and we barely can get anything done with them also. But now they're
no,
great.
We get more done without them than with them.
Oh, wait.
But they're great.
You see my guys.
Yeah. Yes, they're great.
Anyways.
They're a little confused, but it's okay. They get the job done eventually.
I'm confused. I go into work. I'm confused every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, again, a great guest lined up for you tonight, and hopefully I say your name right. Alex Escandari.
Dari.
Okay.
Yep.
I was going to say Escandari, but I was like, I better wait and ask. Escandari, we appreciate you being here. We're glad to be here.
Just call him Escargo.
Escargo. Hey.
He's a racer.
Relax.
I like to call myself a racer.
You know, I can't believe you let him get away with making fun of you right off the bat. Anyway, just going to get 2 seconds. I don't want to be the only one getting picked on.
Only because you screwed up my name for the first 6 months here.
He's just mad we didn't give him turtle wax.
There you go. See? The oldest and most used, probably, the turtle wax.
Nice.
I remember using turtle wax when I was a kid, you know, on my bike. My
I was going to say on your bicycle.
It was. It's on my BMX.
You probably put it on your pedals, huh?
Well, if I didn't, somebody else probably did because I rode the same with or without turtle wax.
Yes.
But
is that anything for shooting?
Maybe I need to try that.
No, I'm just kidding you.
What are you talking about? We went to the range, and let me tell you, up close, about 3 feet in front of me, I'm fine, but about, yeah, I don't know.
5 feet back.
I couldn't hit a target the size of my whole body. So, no. But, oh well.
Hey, There ain't a whole lot I get to bust your balls about, but that I get to.
Well, all I'm going to do is adjust my sights so they're off by the way my eyes are off, and maybe I'll hit some.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
One this way, one that way.
Yeah. I have to. Trust me. I don't know. I tried different. I think.
It was windy. Just say it was windy.
The bad thing is,
the wind blew the bullet over.
Like the different guns that I used, they were all the same. So I think Gary, let me try those. Punk, punk, punk. He was fine. Yeah, like, must not be the guns. But anyways, we got a great guest for you. We're going to talk about racing. I promise you. Otherwise, Cindy will get mad at us.
Oh no, Cindy's got.
She's already. Started.
Cindy's got a slew of questions over here.
Oh, I already get mad when I run over the cones at the track.
Hey.
Oh, that's why
it was
Cindy
you.
Was so mad Sunday.
It was because you.
Okay. No, she was mad Sunday. Kind of flew over here Sunday.
Okay. We'll plug her. Maybe she'll stay off of us a little bit. Cindy with Hair Clear, 725-333-HEAR. Get your custom earbuds.
If you don't have a pair of those, you need to hit her up for some.
Have you ever somebody spilled something on here?
Cindy did.
Oh my gosh, Cindy!
Cindy spilt her coffee.
So we need you to print a new one of these out.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. I can get a pair of those. She tells me not to run over the damn.
And she can tell you through words, not to.
She has to tell you through earpieces. Do you guys have spotters and stuff like that, or do you?
I don't have. Yes.
Do you think it would help you to have a spotter?
No,
or
because.
Not?
I already know I ran over the cone.
You just did. Well, at least they could justify that it was a cone and not like a corner person or something like that somewhere.
Alex is looking for a spider. If you know how to spot cones, you're hired.
I can be a cone spotter. I spot them all day long driving around Vegas.
No, you mean every street you go on spot them.
Yeah, really.
You know, that Jonathan, of course, was a... Well, at least his excuse for being late here was construction. He was our cone spotter. You see it every day. You're not just avoid one street to go to another one.
And then Las Vegas Boulevard is still tore up. Like the main strip and then all the way downtown. It's like...
Oh, yeah. Down to one lane near Sahara.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You snow till you drive around all day and...
Yes.
Is that ever an excuse for you?
What? No, I leave early enough.
Construction. All right, we're not getting...
It's different if there are cones and there are people working, but it's when there's cones and there's nobody for miles.
Yeah, you're like, what in the hell do they have these cones for?
And I'm just joking here, but that's how Sigma can afford their engineering. No, I'm just kidding. I'm Joe Farrell. I'm just joking.
And this is a racing radio show. Then.
Yeah. Really, what are we talking about here? We're jumping around. We're talking about
speaking of which, are we going racing? The governor said.
He didn't tell us we could go racing. He told Chris Powell they can go racing.
No, Chris Powell's got to submit paperwork to be able to go racing.
They already did.
Actually, there's a news app I have. It said that, I don't remember the certain amount, but fans are allowed to...
20%.
35%.
35%. Okay, I want to say...
I have the audio.
I want to say I thought it was like 20% or something
35.
Like that.
I
want to hear the audio.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
This is a Russian radio show. Don't forget.
Beginning on February 15th, here is what will be moving to 35% capacity. Places of worship, gyms.
Who's saying that?
Gaming floors, racetracks, bowling alleys, pool halls.
Well, who's that from?
Sisolak.
Your governor.
Well, what about the one from Chris Powell that says he was, when the paperwork they submitted said it was like 20% or 22% or something like that? I don't know.
But as of 2 days ago, or
yesterday, the 15th.
35%. And then on March 1st, that could be moved up to 50%.
Okay. We'll see what happens. You know, just because it's allowed doesn't mean the mayors or the counties or the cities and things like that will do it also. But at the state level, that's good. That's good news.
Yeah, so the 35 people can come back to the bull ring.
Wait a minute. You're assuming there's 100 people there.
Again,
that's it. You know, you got to make fun. You know, we all miss going around in our backyard at the bull ring. We do have an Alex here. Here. Well, we're going to find out more about you, you know, who you are, and thanks again for being here. You know, sometimes we get off track, but we need Cindy sometimes to get us back on track. So
yeah, we need Cindy to come
she
in.
Yells at
she gets right
she yells at everyone. She does. You know, we get used to it, but she hates it when we kind of get off course.
Hold on. You mean I'm not the only one she yells at? She yells at you, too?
Yeah. Oh. She yells at just about
everyone. Man, I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, Cindy, watch out. We're ganging up on you tonight. Ask her boyfriend. Does she yell at him too? We'll see.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I saw that he was in a legend this weekend.
Yes, he was.
Was he skid plating it?
No, he was in an actual legend.
Yes,
really?
he was.
He wasn't driving it sideways?
As a matter of fact, he was in the same legend Chris Birdsong was in the race before.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
And
he did quite well, really? In my opinion.
Was that a T.J. Clark legend? Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, that it was.
Chance for you to get in one. I mean, come on.
They'll never let me in one.
Why?
They saw him skid.
They saw his kids play too.
I'm only kidding.
They didn't want to peel it off the wall.
Hey, there ain't many walls out there, just down the front stretch. Other than that, you're open desert.
You would do good in open wheel, open cockpit. You have the aerodynamic.
There you go.
There we go.
He's saying you're like one of those bicyclists with the tight pants and
those old roadsters with just the hoop.
Yep, one hoop. There you go. You would fit the hoop.
There we go.
But hey, Alex. You know,
to the guest?
Yeah, just to the guest. We do have Alex here. Yeah, great guest again. Appreciate you being here.
We're only making him relax. That's all we're doing.
I think we're making him nervous. He's like, wait a minute, you guys. So, you know, a couple things, you know, we'd like to get at. First of all is, you know, let's rewind a little bit and get a little bit more information about you. You know, who you are. When did you first come into racing?
Well, I'm 21.
Okay.
I didn't start racing anything till I was 19.
Where, you're from here in Vegas?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. I snuck in a junior late model race.
Oh, no way.
You just jump into it. It's super late.
Wait,
how does that work?
No,
here's
he
does
look young, by the way.
Here's the question. How did you sneak into it as well?
Yeah, exactly.
I had to shave a lot that
day. Well, I mean, you know, rewinding a little bit, have you done any kind of racing before? I mean, when did you first ever hear about racing? Was it on TV? Or?
Yeah, so it was the movie Cars. I was six.
Okay.
I was six when that came out.
Okay.
That's kind of how it started.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That was my favorite show. I didn't really race anything.
Well, that's pretty cool because, you know, you wouldn't think a TV, I mean, it's not really a car. It's kind of a cartoon animation type. Mm-hmm. Show a kids show, but you wouldn't think something like that could inspire kids these days to get into racing. But it's good. It's good to hear that because I think a lot of kids with gaming nowadays don't have that foresight to get into auto racing physically. So it's good to hear that. So Cars at age six, did you see more on TV?
Yeah. And then the electric go kart track Pole Position.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I started going there since I was nine, and
really?
I met couple of people along the way, the Rife brothers, they were here
what
a couple
was
weeks ago.
When you first did that, did you do the faster ones or the kid ones?
The kid ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
And those are pretty cool. They have that set up for kids.
I thought those were fast when I was nine.
Well, you know what? They are fast when you're nine, you know? When you first get into those, I mean, heck, some of them kids I see in those things I know can whip my butt in the regular cart.
So your parents to do that? Like, did your mom and dad
electric
take you?
Go-karts, man.
Or did they...
But those are fast.
My mom, she's scared. Okay. My dad, If you get an A on your test, I'll take you to pole position.
Okay.
That was a deal.
Oh.
You know what? That's a good
that's
scene.
A great deal right
yeah.
there.
You know,
I didn't go there that often.
once every semester. Yeah, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool though. So yeah, have good grades
mm-hmm.
to go, and then of course that's inspiration to want to go out to the track. And did you have friends go with you that?
None of my friends like cars, like racing, so just by myself. And then I met pretty good people along the way. Like I said, the Reif brothers.
You said you met them at pole position?
Yeah. And then,
okay.
Yeah, Noah Gregson a few years ago.
Were you like transitioning, like you went from the kid carts, finally was able to go into the faster ones?
First time doing the adult ones, I was 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you do any of the tournament style type that they had, like the endurance races or anything?
No, I didn't have time for that.
Yeah,
that's too much effort.
You know, because we've done a couple of those actually, and some of them, you know, you say they're just the electric carts, but let me tell you, some of them guys that do those tournament races and stuff, they are really into it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they bought their own gear, they bring their own, lap card, you know, boards where they write laps and notes on it when the driver comes around and stuff like that. So to some of them guys, it's not just, you know, electric go-karts. That's something they do.
I was like that when I was a kid too, because
right?
that was the only thing I did. So I had my own helmet, gloves, the whole deal.
Cool.
Because that was the only thing I raced.
Did you know of any other type of racing at that time? Or that was it?
I know I knew about legend cars.
When did you hear about other type of racing? Was it when you first met like Noah Gregson
probably when I was 12. That's when I found out, oh, legend cars, that's cool. You can actually get into them. Because I was thinking, you know, since I was a kid, remember I told you I watched the movie Cars?
Right.
I thought you were just born into racing.
Right.
Just so I didn't know you could get into
actually,
it.
Actually, anybody can get into
yeah.
it. You know, it's funny you brought up, you know, hey, none of your friends are really into it. That's what we find out a lot is, you know, we find out about racing somehow, which however it is. But a lot of our friends have never even heard of it or don't even know what it is, even though it's, you know, it's a sport in itself.
Escondari sounds more like a IndyCar
Formula. Hey, there's still some formula there. You never know. You just have to squeak, you know, sneak into one of those.
Yeah, you've got to win the lottery a couple times.
But no, it's the same thing. I saw the same thing. Even just going out to the track now, you see the names and you're just like, it's like all the same names and all the same families. And, you know, I come in as an Esposito and you're like,
right.
Really?
Well, even, you know,
you fit in.
Well, it's funny because even like I've been into racing and I, you know, our wives kind of know each
right.
other and you've probably heard of her saying I was going out to the track. At
right.
Some point
no,
or
absolutely.
Something, but you ever knew the lifestyle of it, or the hobby of it or whatever. So
her husband does a radio show. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Well, then, you know,
here I am.
Yeah. Regretting every minute, huh?
Not at all, man.
Busting our balls tonight.
Not at all. I got sleep.
But, you know, it's funny because we have friends that, you know, that never even heard of racing. It's good that we were able to get into it. But they don't, you know, you go and tell them you're excited about something that happened that night in racing or something, and they don't have a clue what you're talking
right.
about.
Which is I was watching racing since I was a kid. Same thing.
Right.
You know, watching NASCAR, watching all the different types of racing. And I didn't get into a car until 4 years ago.
Right.
And it was Cindy Clark that just opened up an opportunity to me through TJ Clark. It was like, hey,
right.
if you want to try going out on the track, here, try this.
And
so,
it's so much different than what you see on TV and things like that.
Right.
You know,
but here I am at, you know, 45, 46 years old doing what I wanted to do when I was 18.
Right.
So then it's kind of cool being able to experience it when you're young. So even if you don't get the 100% follow through, at least you tried it.
Right.
And then if you go back to it in your 20s or 30s or whatever, at least you had that experience of being young. Oh, God.
Matt, you're crying about it. But no, that's true, you know, and it's good, like, for yourself, you know, at age 6 to see it on TV and to kind of still have it stick with you whether it's pole position or not, you know, in the karting and stuff. Did you ever hear of a place called Fast Lap at the time?
I did. I wanted to go,
but
then I found out it shut down a couple of years before I wanted to go.
Right. I mean, you know, that was a kind of a strange balance between when pole position came out, because Fast Lap, of course, are the gas powered ones and in the warehouse, and they don't have a lot of the same restrictions that, like, the pole position they do
right.
when you let's say there's a pile up or something, they can limit your carts and stuff like that. The fast lap ones, they can't do that. You know, you're just out. You just go. Of course, you know, each cart was a little bit different, and they did the same stuff, you know, tournament type things, and it was really cool. It's too bad you missed out on that,
yeah.
You know, because who knows, maybe you would have done some of that type of karting or something. Did you do any other type of karting besides the pole position
no,
stuff?
No, that's
okay.
What's so strange about my path, I guess.
Right.
Pole position, and then I did one.
And you said 12 you found out about Legends and stuff. Was
yeah.
that through just people
just
talking about
just
it?
Just Googling.
Oh,
you know, when
so
you're
Googling racing.
Yeah.
Did you know there was a racetrack here locally at the time?
I didn't know there was a Bullring.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you knew the big track existed.
Right, yeah. My first NASCAR race I went to was a 2009 spring race here.
Oh,
yep.
Okay. What'd you think of that?
My dad slept through it.
Yeah. You know, it's not for everybody. You know, it really isn't. So, heck, I you know, I've been to a couple. I went to the big race, the Xfinity race, and also the truck races out there. The most boring to me at the time, because I didn't have any, like, fan, like, certain you know, race car drivers that I was a fan of or anything. So it was kind of boring to me halfway through. I actually think I left halfway through, but it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
I was a Casey Kane fan, so it was really painful to watch.
Well, it sucks, but yeah, you know, cause he did have his heydays, you know, of course. And
he almost won in 2013.
Driver. Was that, so that was what, a couple of years after you were a fan of his, from the beginning.
So it's weird. How I became a Casey Kane fan, I was like 7 or 8.
Oh, wow.
My mom just went to Target, bought one of those diecast trailers.
Right.
And it was Casey Kane's McDonald's car.
That's so cool.
And back, I was like, ooh, McDonald's? Who's this guy? I had my sister look up the name.
Right.
She's older than me. I don't read cursive. And I became a Casey Kane fan. My mom bought a Jimmy Johnson car.
So let me tell you, that branding that they put all the millions of dollars into works. Because
uh-huh.
it brought
it
Alex
works.
In.
Well, I'm a marketing student, too. So
are you serious? That's
yeah,
cool.
So I'm a sucker for all that marketing
let me see.
Stuff.
For me, McDonald's was what? Bill Elliott? Was it McDonald's?
For me, it was the Ronald McDonald clown. Wow, that's pretty cool. That you know, something like that just was inspired by a toy that your mom bought for you, you know, and then it just kind of took off from there. That's pretty cool. That's story for your marketing class.
Yep, and for my therapist, it was so painful to watch.
Right? There you go. Now, that's cool. So you became a Casey Kane fan, was actually able to go watch him
yep.
race.
Yeah, I met him a couple times. He's a
wow.
really cool guy.
No kidding. How'd you do that? Just at like fan events.
Mm-hmm.
When
I stand in line for 8 hours to talk to Casey Kane. That's what he did.
Well, you know, if you're a fan, you'll stand 2 days
yeah.
to
yeah.
meet the person
yeah.
you know that you want to meet. Did they have the what do they call that garage where you can look down into
the neon
garage?
Garage?
They didn't have that at that time, did they?
Oh, they did.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah,
I know it was kind of
they
new.
They made
then.
That in 2007 after
okay.
their repave.
Oh yeah, after they did the repave, so you're able to kind of see them
yeah.
work on their in
mm-hmm.
the pits, or you know, on their car. So that's pretty cool as a fan, you know, to watch. You know, that was one of the things that I thought was really cool when I went out there, was that you can actually look. I mean, they're working on their computers. I was like, man, I should take some video and get their secrets and sell them online. But you know, I thought that was pretty neat that you can actually watch these. You know, if you're a fan of, you know, certain drivers, to be able to actually see them work on that stuff.
It's even cooler with a pit pass.
So what's the difference? Did you go in with the pit pass?
To be able to go down and
he has the one up us, don't he? I was really happy looking down inside watching it. Now you say, well, what about when you walk up
whole
and
different
stuff. Yeah.
But yeah, you know, being able to go out to the
sure.
track, which once again, with the help of Cindy Clark, I was able
right.
to, you know, get down and actually be in the pits. To be able to stand that close
mm-hmm.
and watch how it works.
I'd be to meet this Cindy Clark. I wonder if she can get me some pit passes.
Yeah.
Sounds like she's helping everybody else but us.
Uh-huh.
What's up here?
But how you were saying, where, you know, you watch the race from the stands
mm-hmm.
and it's exciting, and then it gets kind of boring. And then you watch from the neon garage and it's exciting,
And then after a couple of times, it gets kind of boring. That's one experience. You know, same thing. It's exciting, and then eventually it gets boring. But if you get a chance to do it, it is exciting.
I got to give her Cindy first to see if she can give me some tickets.
Dang.
You had the access. I know you did.
Nope. I sure did not.
Because you drove.
Nope. I didn't have the access to the pits.
Sure you did.
I had the access through the walkway of the...
You could have.
Sure you did. You had the same access that I did. You just didn't
utilize it properly.
That must be what it is. I guess I need to hang out with him more if he's... Anyway.
Well, that's cool. So you got to meet Casey Kane on a couple occasions. Was that at the Vegas?
Yeah, it was at the Speedway.
Okay.
Was it... I wasn't supposed to be there. I snuck in. It was like an invite-only thing, but...
Well, you just pit pass right.
Yeah. When you sneak in those types of things, you just look important.
And you act like you're supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, the best stories I hear from people is meeting, you know, like their a driver or something like that or a good experience. But it's always by sneaking in. The best time I had was when I snuck in. We did that one year... me and my kid, we went to the Duel in the Desert one year, and they were like completely full. So we wanted to go in the pits. So we're like, all right, well, let's just drive in, and then we'll just kind of keep driving when they tell us to stop. And that's what we did. I was like, all right, I'm going to go. So we went. I think it was me and my friend, not my kid. It was a friend of mine. And then the guy was trying to stop me, and I just waved to him, and I just kept driving in, and he was like, I guess he's supposed to be here. And I was able to watch the Duel in the Desert from the pits.
Now we know why the pits are so expensive, Michael.
Yeah. Hey, choo-choo of us. We actually helped them. We bought food in the pits. So.
No, my 5 seconds of racing fame was Mario Andretti walking into me.
No?
Totally slammed.
Did he push you? Like,
no.
Get the hell out of my way.
Slammed into me, you know, like turned around and just like walked right into me, but then put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Sorry, young man," and then kept on going. But it was cool, but it was still Mario.
Now, this sounds like a Coca-Cola commercial. He didn't like toss up match.
No, it was at SEMA.
Oh, okay.
It was at SEMA.
Let me guess, Cindy Clark got your tickets to SEMA.
No.
Oh, man.
Mothers did. He's a mother's athlete.
Yeah,
he was my wife's sponsor. Mother. They had a booth there.
Literally, mothers got a meet.
Yeah.
But so Casey Kane, your fan. I mean, we won't hold that against you. did he live up to the expectations that you had of him? You know, as a fan?
I'm just happy I didn't know he won 6 races one time till after he almost retired.
Oh well. But at that time you weren't actually racing a car yet yourself.
No, the first time I ever got into something besides an electric go-kart was one of the Bullring races in 2019.
Oh, that's pretty recent. So let's go back first. So when you first found out about the legend, you said you kind of just happened to look it up and find out more about it. Did you find out there was a racetrack at that time? And,
yeah, I also found out it was expensive.
Did you go just in the spectator side and watch, or did you?
I never watched one. I never
really?
Watched the Legend.
Oh, that is crazy.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm the type of guy where it's boring if you watch it. I'd rather do it than watch it.
No, that's cool. So you didn't go watch any races, but I mean, that's interesting to me. What? So your first time ever was recently. What'd you get into before Legends? So you found out about Legends. You didn't go watch a race, but you talked to like some of the guys you met about it.
Yeah. I met a lot of my close friends at pole position.
Right.
His name's Devin Lane. He raced Legend cars. I asked him, hey, the road course series is happening this winter. Do you know anyone that's wearing the car out?
Cool.
And he gave me Robert Gayton's phone number, and the rest is history. He's a really good guy. Robert is really good cars too.
And that was, so you were actually going for a road course race at that time, and you were able to race a road course race?
Yes.
What year was that?
This year.
Oh, that was actually that's the one you're talking about. Oh, the Speed Vegas series.
Yeah, Speed Vegas series. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So my first time in a legend car was.
Well, we got a gap though between 2013 and 19.
Well, all I did between then was just race an electric go kart.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
No
going
kidding.
To school. Yeah.
What about the sneak into the junior late?
Yeah, I snuck into the junior late April of 2019.
So that was pretty recent, too.
In Vegas, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Whose car was that?
John Keller.
So, obviously wasn't a slow car you got into.
No, it was a good car, but that was my – imagine stepping from an electric go-kart all the way up to a
was that the first,
late model.
First competition race vehicle you've ever been in?
Yeah.
And you did practice night on that, on Friday night?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I think
– what did you think – you're getting buckled up and suited up and
first time buckling up, I was like, okay, I signed the crash clause. So
you put your deposit down. I want my deposit back.
Yep. And then after practice, I wanted to go home and I didn't want to race anymore.
It's different than what you see.
Was it scary or intimidating?
It wasn't scary. It was kind of like the first time you're driving a car.
Right.
It's, wow, this is
a lot of
something
power.
Else, right.
Yeah. So when it was really, really.
You're probably nervous.
Yeah. Not scary.
Right.
It was just nerve wracking.
Right.
My top speed probably was 50 miles an hour.
Well, you know, and it's crazy because, I've talked about this before, like my wife. At the time, one time, I don't think you were here when I talked about it, but she wanted to, she used to go out and watch me race and, back then they had a street stock division and she thought that was interesting. She wanted to race in that. So I built her a street stock. It was a Nova, but, so she took it out on the track, super slow one time, just didn't even make a full lap. I don't think she went out, came back off, said, okay, I'm done. Thanks. I don't want to race anymore.
Well, my outlap, my sway bar was scraping.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so automatically I was like, okay, what the hell did I get myself into?
And you have radios on at that time.
Yeah.
Somebody's in your ear.
Yeah, and the car was so loud I couldn't even hear.
No kidding.
So when my spotter's saying, get off the track, get off the track, I'm
thinking he's saying, step on it and go faster.
Exactly.
But you're thinking, I want to get off the track.
Right, exactly. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've said it before, like, I get excited every time I go racing. I don't care what track it is. When you first get onto that track, I get
your
super,
heart rate pumping.
Yeah, exactly. I'm super excited. And once you get on that track and you kind of...
Then reality kicks in. Oh,
yeah.
You suck.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you suck, but hey, I'm going to relax now because I know my position here. Because
I know I suck, so I'm just going to relax.
But, and that's the fun part of that is every time it doesn't go away for me anyways. I don't know how it is for these guys and yourself, but it's just super exciting. I know you're new at that adrenaline rush, I guess.
I get excited getting on the expressway.
So. You get excited leaving your driveway.
Exactly. Well, I won't say any more than that. Well, that's cool.
Well, for me, I just love driving. So anytime in the car, I just love
driving. You don't
driving.
Even care if it's your...
I don't care what it is. I just enjoy driving.
Well, that's cool. So you love what you do then. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. You drive. That's all you do is drive.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Some people golf to get away from the real world. Some people drive. I'm kind of the same.
Uh-huh.
No, that's really, exciting to hear, when people, are doing what they love to do, I mean, not that driving, in the street every day is what you're talking about, but maybe they gotta translate it onto the racetrack at some point, so.
So you say you went home on Friday night asking what you got yourself into.
Well, how many laps did you end up doing? Was it quite a few?
Probably 10 or 15 laps on Friday, and then that was... It was really bad.
So were the guys like, hey, thanks, Alex. Go call us. We'll call you.
John, he did amazing. He was telling me, giving me pointers.
Who was spotting? Is that who was spotting?
Jacob Bishop, he was spotting.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then also my teammate, Jaden Walbridge, and his grandpa, Mark Walbridge. They're helping me a lot.
Sweet.
Same thing with John's son, Kyle. And then the next day I came to the track. I bought a pair of fireproof socks, and I think that's what did it.
You didn't think you needed the fireproof underwear at that time?
I had that. I had to use the socks.
Okay.
Waterproof.
And I did, my best time on the Friday practice was like a 27-second time when you're supposed to be in the low 16s.
Right.
And
you know, when you're on the track, again, if you haven't experienced it, do what Alex has done. Just go do it, man. It's something exciting that you know, you'll get into. But, you know, getting out there and you thinking you're going faster than you are. back in the back of your mind, you know, hey, man, this is like,
you're like,
I need to step it up.
It was
here.
A good practice run. And you get back and you look at the times and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah. Saturday was a good day, though. My best time qualifying was 16.8. Mm-hmm. That was half a second, almost, I think, 7/10 off.
So you're feeling it at that point. You're like, hey, I'm getting down. And we're,
yep.
I'm almost like one of these other guys.
And then I spun it coming, taking the checkered flag in qualifying.
Oh.
And then that's when I got scared again. So
well, that's when you know you're pushing it the way you're supposed to be pushing it, right? When you spin.
Yep. So after that, I went into retirement until December of 2020.
So how'd you get that ride?
I texted my buddy Devin Lane, a couple other buddies. You know anyone that's renting out their legend car for the road course series?
Where did you hear about the road course series? You know, did you know? Because a lot of people didn't
know
about
it. Yeah,
just through like
in the beginning, it was in Mexico. Now we moved it here to here. Vegas.
Well, nobody was supposed to. It was kind of a closed.
Well, I heard I wanted to do it when it was still at the Speedway.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and when it got canceled again. When the race got canceled, I was like, really? Because 2020, I was trying to do a couple more late model races with John.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, I was really close to. You know, I work at a dealership. My dealership was going to sponsor me.
Wow.
And then a couple days before they canceled the Bullring, I call up, you know, John, hey, so, mm-hmm. you know, is everything looking good? He said, sorry, buddy. I think next year. Call me next year.
Yep,
because everything got canceled.
And you're still waiting for that call, by the way. Next year's here.
Yeah. So when I found out the road course series at the Speedway got canceled,
yeah.
I was heartbroken. And then I found out at Speed, you know, they're doing it at Speed Vegas.
Right. No, that you know, and kudos to everybody involved in that. TJ Clark, Cindy, Gary. You know, I mean, the list goes on and on.
And I wouldn't have it any other way. I love working with Kevin Terrell.
Yeah, I'm Kevin Terrell. I'm sorry, him too.
Well, just like we talked about before, if you put it for the racers will get together and they'll make something happen.
And I got to say, Danny Fitzgerald too. I'm sorry.
You know that a lot of the racers wanted the race, wanted to make it the opportunity, and you all got together and you're making it happen.
Well, you know what's unique about Speed Vegas is that's really not a track made for
mm-hmm.
racing. So there's a lot of turns and twists and narrow. You know, portions. It's made for exotic driving experience, not a racing experience. But luckily, like the Legends, you know, obviously the wheelbase is small on them and all that. If you don't know what a Legends race car is, look it up on Google, like Alex had done. Find out more about it and look up the Speed Vegas. They do have a section in there where you can register and sign up, or even call them to find out about what the you know what are they calling that the Speed Vegas.
They have a track day.
Something series, yeah.
Yeah, they have a track day. You can take your own car out. I think that's next Monday on the 21st.
Is it coming up? Okay. Do they, well, I don't know. Maybe you know. Do they restrict it to, does it have to be a registered vehicle or is it?
That I don't know.
Can you bring can he bring his skid plate?
Oh, yeah.
You're worried about rock.
They might not let you bring the skid plate car.
Grooves in the concrete probably wouldn't be good, yeah.
Ask the questions, call up Speed Vegas, and that's good to know, you know, that Gary, you can take your work van out
there.
That's
right.
It's a really fun track. It's really easy to overdrive it, as I learned.
Well, you're the cone collector, right? That you said yourself.
Yeah. So I didn't collect any cones my first time out.
Okay.
My first time out, I was really impressed how I did.
Let's speak of that. So before this, you've never been in a legend car before?
No.
And you're going from a go-kart into a full-size late model. Even though it's a junior late model, that's a full-size late model. That's what they are. They're only restricted in certain ways. So that's a full-size race car that you got into. And then now you're getting back into something that's a small wheelbase, but it's faster. You know, this thing has a lot more torque and horsepower per
a lot more
wheelbase.
Dangerous too.
Yeah, and a lot of shifting going on.
Yep.
So what was that like? I mean, did you get any practice in that?
No. Another good buddy of mine, Jason Reichert.
Oh yeah.
He worked at Speed Vegas, so
okay.
Instantly when I knew. When,
so he
helped me a lot. If it wasn't for him helping me in my the first day, I wouldn't have known what to do.
Right.
Yeah.
How'd you meet Jason, by the way? Because he's obviously into karting.
He actually worked at pole position for a week.
Okay.
And then we exchanged numbers.
You know what? It sounds like pole position is a great place to go hang out, have fun, and meet people. That's in racing.
If it wasn't for pole position,
right.
I wouldn't have done any of
that. That is cool. I'm glad to hear that. That's amazing. That's an amazing story because, you know, we've talked about having a pole position night or something like that.
Yep.
They have Tuesday.
It's a really
special.
Fun race.
I was going to say,
it's a really fun
race. Well, we're busy on Tuesday.
We got about 2 hours. After we just rush right over to pole position, go.
Well, if pole position is interested in, you know, sponsoring me, every Tuesday night from 8 p.m. to 11, they have their locals night.
See? Oh, that's what I was saying. We can go from here, go over there, sponsor Alex, but we'll have our On Wheels Now night with Alex. You know, it's amazing because that's a good story. You know, that would be a great story for pole position to be able to you know, talk about and advertise.
But going back to talk about being born into it, like maybe you don't have the family name,
right.
But obviously you have talent to be able to just jump in some of these cars and compete.
Who gave you the opportunity, you said, to jump into a legend car? Who said, yeah, here's my $15,000 race car. Go do whatever you want with it.
Robert Gayton.
Okay.
Yep, he's the team owner.
Cool.
I told him kind of, hey, I've never done this before, but I laced a legend, a late model last year. He said, okay.
You tell him how many wants it. Did you actually get a race in that?
In what?
In the junior late model.
Oh, yeah.
You
raced
it a full night?
Yep.
And how'd you end up doing on that? We skipped over that, and I apologize.
No, I want to forget about that. it was out of seven cars,
okay.
I believe. It's Jaden Wallbridge was racing, and then RJ Smotherman.
Mm-hmm.
So those two are going at it. Those are the class of the
right.
field, and then I was kind of – fourth and third, and I finished fourth, I think, but I was just lost on what to do. I was
right.
like, okay, the caution came out. Do I have to slow down?
Nobody happened to tell you what to do with the flags here.
Yeah, I just brushed the wall entering turn three, and then I radioed to my spotter, hey, I just hit the wall. What am I doing? What do
right.
I do? He said, what do you mean? Keep going.
Oh. Don't do that again.
Yeah. And then towards the end, with two or three laps to go, the top two caught me. So I just let them by, and I
right.
started following them. And I got my fastest lap on the last lap.
Well,
so.
And I was going to ask you that is, you know, when you're out there with other vehicles to see how they're doing it, you kind of start putting some of the facts together and be like, hey, this is how I'm supposed to be going
mm-hmm.
in the corner.
I'm not talented to know how to you know
right.
find a driving line, but when I follow someone, it's a matter of, okay, I'm following you and I get out of my way.
So you're better second place guy than a first place guy.
Yeah.
No, you know, but that's experience, that's seat time and all that, and all that are coming. I mean, you're just a youngster in the sport, I guess, at this point, because you don't have a lot of seat time.
Oh,
not in an actual race car. So you were able to get into legend. They kind of coach you on shifting and.
Yep.
What do you think? You go, well, hold on. There's six. Wait a minute. We're supposed to only have like two gears in the late model.
Yeah, it was weird because, you know, my car's a six speed, so I know how to shift.
Yeah.
But it was weird not using the clutch.
Right.
When you shift.
So you use the hand
yeah.
clutch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you again look up the legend cars the way they are, the way they're built and how they clutch and shift and
it's
all that.
It's a really fun thing to do. Yeah, and then Saturday, I finished fifth. I think there was 18 or 16
wow.
cars there.
That's great.
I was pretty mad because I actually spun out with five laps to go.
Wow.
Yeah, if I didn't spin out, probably would have finished third or fourth.
Wow.
It was the first race, so everyone was making mistakes.
Sure.
But, you know, if it wasn't for Jason telling me, you know, how to line how to drive the track.
Did you have a spotter? He was spotting for you?
No,
you said the OA. That's
I only had the race receiver, so I could only hear
Danny.
Control. Yeah.
Okay. You like it better that way? You think? Like not somebody in your ear, but that extra eye set of eyes is sometimes.
Well, I already know
priceless.
I hit the cone. So
I don't need nobody telling me.
No. Maybe you wouldn't hit the cone.
Yeah, it was a $50 gift card to Mickey's Q's and Brews.
Yes.
What'd you get that for? Hitting the cone?
No, actually, funny enough, Cindy asked me randomly on Sunday, pick a number between 1 and 6, and naturally I picked 5 because that was Casey King's number.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. And then she said, okay, so the fifth place for each main gets a gift card. And I told her, are you serious? Well, that's where I should be finishing based off my speed, so I'm just going to.
So you raced for that gift card?
Yeah, I did. So
that's
coming
cool.
To the coming to the checkered flag, there was the 88 car Cody Brown. He was faster than me,
right?
Because I flat spotted my front tires. I was already done. So he was catching me, and then he just tapped my bumper a little bit.
Right.
But I already saw him next to me. I floored it. I spun it. I fishtailed on purpose. You're not gonna get that damn gift card.
This is my gift card, damn it. I earned it.
Yeah. I'm gonna spun the damn thing trying to get him, hold him from passing me.
You're like, I don't know where this Mickey D's is, but I'm gonna find it.
That's the guy we had here.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Alonzo.
Yeah.
Alonzo, is that his name?
No, Cody.
No, the owner of the bar.
Oh.
I think it's Mark.
No,
Greaser, Grasser?
Yeah, Mark. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that's cool. So you earned that fifth place spot.
I did.
Well, that's cool, man. I think Cindy should give us some more things.
I got to find this Cindy Clark that gives everything away.
No,
so
that's
should give me
a
think
cone.
Alex needs to be in
the cone. There you go, signed cone.
Hey, no, on your trophy, they should put a cone on top of it. There you go.
They should make you wear a cone on your car. Maybe I can get a Casey Kane signed cone for you.
There you go.
No, Casey Kane and Walls are
no.
That's the mix.
Next.
So he needs a late model truck ride. If he could just walk
into
pretty much any car.
We wanted to get some more seat time first.
You had two other people. Just let them have it.
Well, he's signing away those waivers, so.
Obviously he has talent.
Were you excited? Did you feel like you found something that you like to race in with the Legends?
Oh,
did
yeah, I love it. My wallet doesn't, but.
Right. Well, nothing in racing fits anybody's wallet, so you just got to get used to that. Just pretend you're throwing money out the window while you're driving, because that's what you're doing.
It's hard to explain to your friends or anyone why you spend that much in racing, because, it's just worth it.
Well, and they always ask me the same thing is, well, how much do you make? Well, what are you talking about? You don't make money when you go racing.
It's
you
not a job,
pay.
Yeah.
But then, somebody else brought
I
up.
I made $50.
Well, exactly. It costs you $500 to make 50, well, probably more than that.
Add
welcome
another,
to racing.
Add another two.
Yeah, add another two on there.
Welcome to racing.
Exactly. You want to make 50, it costs you $750.
$2,000.
$2,000, yeah. Well, exactly. Trust me. Somebody else mentioned, though, you either pay for racing or you pay your therapist. You either pay for racing and then that's your therapy, But, no, that's cool. Exciting. You got a fifth place finish. You actually got something out of it.
Yeah, well, I did all four weekends.
Okay.
Yeah, so fifth, both days.
Only one cone for the whole weekend? Took out?
Last weekend, yeah, only one cone.
Cool.
The weekend, January 9th and 10th. And then 30th, 31st, those are a lot of cones.
We'll do a cone count. No, so you're getting some seat time under your belt with this Legends Racing. You got more coming up?
Yes. Yep. I'm doing the whole thing.
So, they're adding more races. When's the next one?
The next one is the 14th of next month.
So they got a break.
Yeah, March 13th and 14th, and then March 7th and 28th. And then I don't remember the following.
April, and they have dates in April and I think one in June.
Yes.
So they're doing a points system on that?
Yeah. Don't want to talk about that because I was doing good after the first weekend. And then second and third weekend, I got a little too cocky.
Right.
And I started overdriving it. And that's how I, you know, met my cones.
Well, you know, the first step in handling that is recognizing if you are overdriving or not. A lot of people can't do that. So it's cool to see you fall into something that you love to do, that you recognize if
your
you're making mistakes.
Yeah,
well, you already recognized early on that you're not going
to
make money at this, not at this level anyways. But it's something you love to do. I mean,
yep.
It's something that you've wanted to be part of since you're 6 years old. So that's really cool.
I only did it because, you know, I beat everyone at pole position, you know.
Right.
Most of the, you know, guys who race,
right,
who raced the Legend cars this weekend, I've already met them and raced with them there. Okay, so I just wanted to know how I would do.
Compare at the track. Huh?
Yeah.
That's cool. And you've gotten a chance to race against some of those guys. Maybe not all of them, but
yeah,
some
well,
of them.
It's kind
of
cool just saying that you raced against Noah Gregson.
Right.
You know, now that he's
moved up.
You're like, oh, yeah, I used to race him. So
right.
It's kind of a...
No, that's really cool. And you're looking forward to the rest of this season? And you're going to go into it for the points?
Yes.
Point
yep.
season?
Which... I think I was in ninth in the points before this weekend. I got fourth on Saturday, on Sunday. So hopefully that moves me up a little bit. I know I'm not going to beat the, you know, Reef Brothers and Enzo. And
mm-hmm.
I think there's a 21 car. His name's Ethan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to beat them, but just want to be best the rest.
Well, you never know. Anything can happen on the track. We've all, you know,
I'm already driving my butt off. I don't
right.
know how to go faster. How do you go faster than that? Like,
you know what it is? You spend more money.
Uh-huh.
The more money you spend, the faster you go. That's just how it is.
Get with your brothers.
Sorry. Now, you know, we've talked about it before. Sometimes let's say you get a win or something under your belt. That it's just something clicks, you know. So those milestones that you're hitting, like the fifth place finishes and things like that, really
pissed off when I finished fifth.
Well, you got something out of it. You know, those fifth place finishes lead to fourth place finishes and second place finishes.
Right.
And, you know, each one just kind of adds up and it just makes you that much better.
I'm hoping to do that next time around because that's the big mistake I made after my first weekend. I was going in there on the January 9th and 10th weekend,
mm-hmm.
you know, thinking, okay, now's my time. You know, I'm going to be disappointed if I finish fifth. I'm going for fourth, third, and then maybe if the two front fast guys take each other out,
yeah,
I can sneak in a
it can happen.
Podium. But that led me to overdriving it.
Right.
That whole weekend. Same thing with that next weekend. So I'm glad I finally put a solid race together.
Well, you know, and seat time is everything. The more you're mm-hmm. in that seat and the more you drive, the more you learn. The other guys, some of the guys you race against, they have a lot of racing experience, even for their ages
yep.
and things like that, you know.
Well, one of my teammates, he races in the pro class, Alex Kennedy. He
mm-hmm.
raced a few cup races. He was helping me a lot because I think we raced in the rain a little bit, with a little
oh,
drops coming.
Saturday,
he'll get some,
just
oh, yeah.
a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a rain. He loves racing in the
no
rain,
way.
So he was helping
cool.
me out.
He's a rain expert, right?
Yeah. He was helping me out a little bit. Started last, and... I was just doing racing my race, finished fourth, so.
Yeah, you know, that's good. Each time you're going to get something better. Have you thought about any other tracks at this point, like Havasu, if they have any
so
legend races?
After the
or?
March 14th race,
mm-hmm.
the car is finally going to be mine.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Because Robert Gayton Racing, he's in New Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, so. After that race, I'm going to take the car home. I still got to find a trailer. Okay. I just drive the car.
Right.
The only thing I've ever turned on a car is a key.
So you're going to learn a whole different part
yeah.
of whether you like it or not. You're going to open up a whole new can of worms for
yeah.
yourself.
Only
so going to cool.
do this. Only going to do the road course races
okay.
at Speed Vegas for now.
Sweet.
I don't know how to change the setup, so no
right.
ovals yet.
Hey, you know, every bit is a learning experience. And again, you know, you're doing the right thing by not trying to take it all on. Because you can't be a master of it all, right? You know, you can only be good at certain things. You know, some guys work their whole lives to learn setups, driving, you know, tires, you know, just geometry, everything. You know,
it's a fun hobby. I know
yeah.
I'm not going to do Cup, Xfinity, trucks, not even – No, the K&N.
Well, you never know. That lottery might still hit for you, like you said.
So, it's just fun to do. Yeah. Because you know, I work, go to school.
Right. You said you're going to school
yep.
for marketing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the marketing manager at a dealership here.
Sweet.
So
you're already in the business,
yes.
but you're learning more. And,
yep.
and you know, obviously that could lead to a lot bigger and better things. So,
right.
Are you going to
I go to UNLV.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to transfer there, actually.
Okay.
I'm not doing any school until
COVID's
done.
Oh, yeah, of course.
If I'm going to pay for school, I want someone to be in front of me and teaching me.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm not going
to. Some of that's discipline, too. You know, you can try to learn a lot of stuff yourself, but when somebody actually makes you learn certain things a certain way, that you get more out of it. So that's cool.
Yeah. So for now, just working, and then when all this is done, going to go back to school.
Okay, we're going to keep an eye on you at Speed Vegas, and I hope you creep up in those points. You never know. Anything can happen. Some of them guys might kind of fall out. You never know.
I can only be fourth or fifth. Those guys,
but you know what? Against that many, that's a hell of a finish. So hopefully we'll be rooting for you, man. Hey, are there any sponsors or any other people you want to talk about right now before we run out of time?
My parents helped me a lot. You know, not financially, just you know, mentally.
Inspiration, okay.
Yeah, you know, Jason Reichert for getting me to, you know, learn the track.
Right.
Myself.
Yeah, that's good. You know, not many of us push ourselves, but you found your way into this. You know, that was you.
Yeah.
And not, you know,
that was all me.
Some of us kind of, you know, get into it in other ways, you know, not always the best ways, but we do it. Real quick, what car number are you racing?
The number one.
Okay. So you can pick a better one than number one, right?
Yep.
Might as well be number one if you're going to race number one.
And sponsors, not really a sponsor yet, but my dealership, Johnny Legends Mitsubishi.
Okay.
Only reason I wear all their stuff. My owner lets me take the couple Saturdays off to race.
Cool. So thank you, Johnny Legends. I mean, you know, that's something to look for your marketing expertise somewhere in the future for Johnny Legends. So if we see something out there, is that something that you put together?
Yeah. If anyone's in the market for a car, hit me up. We have Mitsubishis and
used
cars.
Too?
Oh, yeah. We have everything.
Oh, I'm going to be hitting you up because I'll be looking for a truck.
Every month is truck month.
Oh, I love truck month. I don't know what it is, but I love it already. We love trucks. I don't know if you know it, but we run a series. It's the Late Model Truck Series, which is a fully fabricated race spec series, you know. And
I have a buddy out, and he races his late model truck out in Irwindale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's got something there. Okay, cool. And, yeah, it's something that we have guys come race with us. Of course, COVID slowed us down
slowed everyone down.
But we're looking forward to this year. And, you know, some of the names that you've got to know in the local racing scene, you know, is something else. You know, you got to hold on to that. And that's a lot of people we know. And we reach out to people we all – you know, have gotten to know over the years to kind of help get us through and hopefully have a good 2021 season.
Yep. If I can't find speed on the track, I'm going to say what you just said. COVID slowed me down.
There you go. Everybody blame it on COVID. So we're five masks and blame it on COVID.
So other than that gift card, I heard there's a good place to eat on the 28th.
Yes,
ah, yes.
There is. And you're invited, by the way.
Okay.
Go ahead,
sir. Sunset Park, February 28th. We're having a racers barbecue.
We have one every year. Yeah,
this is our
seventh
annual.
Seventh year. It's all, you know, put on by us at onwheelsnow.com and thebombernation.com. We have it every year. You know, food usually starts about noon, about 12 o'clock. But come out, hang out. You meet other people just like you did out at Pole Position. Just come and be us. You know, you hang out there. There might be somebody there you don't like. Doesn't matter. Come out, get the free food. Walk around the park. It's going to be a nice, you know, it's always a nice gathering there.
Yeah,
thank you.
There's going to be hamburgers, hot dogs, and a surprise. We're not going to tell the surprise.
Okay. Well, he has bacon-wrapped hot dogs, too, but that's not
bacon,
the surprise.
Yeah,
there's other stuff he's going to have. Thanks, Alex, for being here
and having me on.
We're going to have you back on after your championship season, your fourth and fifth place finish. Appreciate it, man.
After your second place finish, we'll have you back on.
Yeah, and good luck
right.
in the series, man. You know, stay on the track and off the course.
And out of the cones.
Yep. We'll see you live next Tuesday at onwheelsnow.com. Thanks for joining us. Thanks again, Alex.